welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I am Wilma Trauber with the Occupational Health Clinic. Today I am here with Dr. Lori Rolando. She is the Assistant Medical Director of the Occupational Health Clinic, and she is the Medical Director of the Emergency Preparedness Program. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what do we do in case of an emergency or a disaster. My first question for you is, we've heard of the emergence of H1N1 and a lot about pandemics. So what exactly is a pandemic?
Well, a pandemic is essentially a situation where you see a large number of cases of a particular infectious disease, a lot larger number than you would normally expect to see at a particular time or in a particular place. And that situation occurs over a really wide geographic area, multiple countries or even all across the world. If you've ever heard the term epidemic, an epidemic is essentially a lot more cases than you would expect of a certain, whether it be the flu or, you know, some other infectious disease in one particular area, say here in Nashville. You know, if this increase of H1N1 cases had only occurred in Nashville, it would be an epidemic in Nashville. But since it happened essentially all over the world, we call it a pandemic.
Why is it important that I develop a plan for a pandemic?
It's important to know that a pandemic is just one type of potential emergency. Everybody, you know, individually and as a family, needs to prepare for any type of emergency, whether that be a pandemic, a natural disaster, or an earthquake, as we've seen with the tragedy in Haiti, or a large-scale accident, or even something as unfortunate as a terrorist attack, which is something that we've had to consider nowadays. So it's important because the fact that an emergency is by definition unpredictable, we don't know when it's going to happen or what could happen as a result of the emergency, it's important to have a plan in place ahead of time so that you're better equipped and better able to handle whatever the results of that might be, whatever the challenges you might see in the hours or days after the emergency occurs.
Considering all of these potential effects, what are some tips that we can use to prepare ahead of time?
Well, that's actually the most important question. Believe it or not, there's a lot you can do, even without really going out of your way to prepare. I mean, just think about as you go about your daily activities, little things that you can do a little bit at a time to get yourself prepared. Next time you make a trip to the grocery store, stock up on some non-perishable items like canned foods. Make sure you have a can opener available as well, and bottled water. Cereals, things that aren't going to spoil, and keep them to the side so that you have them in the case of an emergency. Next time you go to the bank, take out some extra cash that you can stash away so that you'll have it in the event of a disaster of some kind, because another thing that you might not necessarily think of is the banks may be closed, ATMs may not be working, so your ability to easily access cash may be compromised. Things like blankets, extra set of clothes that you can pack away. Next time you go shopping at your nearest convenience store, pick up flashlight, batteries. Make sure you have a battery-operated radio. Even things like personal hygiene supplies. So make sure you have soap, toothpaste, over-the-counter medications, things like aspirin or Tylenol or whatever you might need. If you have small children, make sure you have infant supplies, diapers, things like that. Baby food if you need it. If you have pets, make sure you have a supply of pet food. And things to appropriately care for your pets. Next time you see your medical provider, if you have prescription medications, talk with him or her about possibly getting another prescription that you can fill and keep so that you have it available in the event of an emergency. You know, it's always good to consider having a landline phone as well. Particularly a natural disaster or a weather emergency sometimes can cause cell phones to go out. And you want to plan ahead in case you need child care or elder care again because your normal routes for that may be interrupted. You want to also remember that if you have all these supplies, you need to, on a routine basis, look at your supplies. Make sure if you have medications that you've stashed away that are expired, replace them. Make sure your batteries still work so that you're not caught with batteries that have run out of power. And another important thing to do is, and this is one of the most important things, is have a meeting place that you've designated and said, okay, if something happens and we're not together when it happens, here's where we're going to meet. It kind of gets rid of some of that concern. and also have a list of emergency contacts that everybody can access, whether it be family members, your doctor, your minister, whomever it might be that you feel like you might need to get in touch with in the event of an emergency. So essentially, I mean, you know, everybody's heard of the recommendation to have some supplies in your car in case you get stranded somewhere for a short period of time. Think of this as the same kind of thing, only on a much larger scale. So if you happen to be stranded at home for an extended period of time, hours or days, what are the things that you would need to be able to make that time as easy as possible?
All right. I would love to get prepared, especially after hearing you talk about being prepared and being ready for that disaster or that emergency. So are there some resources that can help me get organized or prepared?
Yeah, there are, actually. Even just starting here at Vanderbilt, there are some great resources that we have here. There are emergency preparedness websites for both the University Central and the Medical Center. First and foremost, they give you access to the plans and policies specific to Vanderbilt with regard to how to respond to various emergencies, because just as it's important for us as individuals to prepare, it's really important for the university and the medical center to be prepared to, number one, maintain operations, and to protect the faculty, staff, students, and patients who are here in the event of an emergency. So those plans are on the websites for you to review, and it also gives you access to a lot of other online tools, websites, checklists that you can use to make sure that, you know, you have all the supplies you need and have given consideration to all the things that that you need to. It gives you some links to Work-Life Connections resources, which is really an important thing to be able to get if you need it, because in the event of an emergency or disaster, there are a lot of potential issues that can come up with stress and concern, and these resources are really important to help you cope with some of the ramifications of a disaster. There's also some great links on these websites that can link you to resources at the local Nashville level, at the state level, and even at the federal level. Resources like the American Red Cross, like the health departments, both the Metro Health Department and the State Health Department, Health and Human Services, resources like that. And the one final resource I'd like to mention, or actually a couple final resources I'd like to mention, are the Department of Homeland Security has a website called ready.gov that you can go to, and it has a great array of resources for family emergency plans. It has brochures and booklets that you can print out. It has a number that you can call to request free copies be mailed to you of these resources so that you can go through and make sure that you're prepared. And also at nashville.gov/OEM, it's their Office of Emergency Management. On that website, you can access a booklet called Ready Nashville, and it essentially gives you a plan specific to Nashville, local resources that you can use, what all the different alerts you might hear here in Nashville, what they all mean, ways to sort of prepare yourself and deal with an emergency or disaster when it happens. So there really are a lot of resources out there if you just look. And like I said, a great place to start is at the Emergency Preparedness websites here at Vanderbilt.
Wow, great. This has been a pleasure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story, suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.